This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Biden administration said Wednesday that it is prepared to begin evacuation flights for Afghan interpreters and translators who aided the U.S. military effort in the nearly 20-year war. The Operation Allies Refuge flights out of Afghanistan during the last week of this month will be available first for special immigrant visa applicants already in the process of applying for U.S. residency. Jen Psaki is the White House press secretary.
We are launching what we are calling Operation Allies Refuge to support relocation flights for interested and eligible Afghan nationals and their families who have supported the United States and our partners in Afghanistan and are in the SIV application pipeline.
President Joe Biden has faced pressure from lawmakers in both parties to come up with a plan to help evacuate Afghan military helpers before next month's U.S. troop withdrawal. The evacuation planning could potentially affect tens of thousands of Afghans. Cuban authorities restored internet access on Wednesday following 3 days of interruptions after unprecedented protests erupted over the weekend. The French news agency reports that access to social media and messaging apps such as Facebook, WhatsApp, and Twitter remain blocked. At the State Department, spokesperson Ned Price said shutting down information pathways does not address the needs of Cuba's people.
This is not something that could ever silence or quell the legitimate aspirations of the Cuban people.
One person has died and more than 100 have been arrested, including independent journalists and opposition activists, since the anti-government protests broke out in the communist-ruled island over the worst economic crisis in decades. This is VOA News. U.S. drug overdose deaths hit a record in 2020. AP's Jennifer King explains.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released an estimate that a record 93,000 people died of drug overdoses last year. That amounts to a 29% increase over 2019. The nation was already struggling with an opioid epidemic, and experts say lockdowns and other pandemic restrictions isolated those with drug addictions and made treatment harder to get. Shannon Monnett is an associate professor of sociology at Syracuse University. She says what's really driving the surge in overdoses is an increasingly poisoned drug supply contaminated with fentanyl. She says her research found increased deaths were more likely to be people who had already been struggling with addiction. Along with nearly 380,000 deaths attributed to COVID-19, the overdoses contributed to what is overall the deadliest year in U.S. history. I'm Jennifer King.
An inspector general's report has criticized the Justice Department and the FBI's handling of allegations against a former USA gymnastics doctor. AP's Dave Ferry has more.
The Justice Department's Inspector General says the FBI made numerous serious errors in investigating allegations against former USA Gymnastics national team Dr. Larry Nassar. The IG also determined the FBI didn't treat the case with the, quote, utmost seriousness. The long-awaited watchdog report raises serious questions about how the Justice Department and the FBI handled the case. The investigation was spurred by allegations that the FBI failed to promptly address complaints made in 2015 against Nassar. I'm Dave Ferry.
Because of COVID-19, the medals ceremonies at this year's Olympics in Tokyo will look very different. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach says athletes will not receive their medals around the neck. It will be on a tray, and then the athlete can put it on. The person putting the medal on the tray will be using disinfected gloves. Bach also says in Tokyo, no hugs or handshakes during the ceremony. He met with Japan's prime minister.
I would like to reaffirm all our commitment on the side of the Olympic community to do everything that we do not bring any risk to the Japanese people.
The IOC had previously said medalists and ceremony officials would have to wear masks. With no fans watching, Bach says crowd noise recorded from each event at previous Olympics will be fed into the arena. I'm Ed Donahue.
Lawlessness continued in parts of South Africa Wednesday in unrest sparked by the imprisonment last week of former President Jacob Zuma that has spiraled into days of looting in two of the country's nine provinces. Last week, Zuma began serving a 15-month sentence for contempt of court for refusing to comply with a court order to testify at a state-backed inquiry that's investigating allegations of corruption while he was president. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.